Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. Firefighters are mopping up after flames ripped through a pharmacy on Hay Street in the CBD. There's reports the fire started in the second story at around 6:30 a.m. before moving downstairs. Thick black smoke moving to neighbouring buildings. There was nobody inside at the time. It's not clear what started that blaze. Police are appealing for witnesses after a car rolled in Perth's southern suburbs. 22-year-old driver died at the scene while a 21-year-old female passenger is in a serious condition in hospital. It happened at the roundabout on the corner of Armidale Road and Wright Road in Forestdale just after 12:30 this morning. Witnesses describing the vehicle going airborne after hitting the roundabout. Overseas, the United States is not happy with the latest meeting between the leaders of China and Russia. Xi Jinping sat down with Vladimir Putin in Moscow overnight. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken questioning the timing of that meeting.
Days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin, suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine. It would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
Back home at State Parliament, and the legal woes of an embattled state MP will be heard again in court this morning, a day after being formally chosen as an upper house replacement. Ben Dawkins is facing more than 40 charges for allegedly breaching a family violence restraining order. He maintains his innocence. In sport, Premiership coach Simon Goodwin has declared the bump is dead following the two-week suspension handed down to Demons lifewire Cozzie Pickett. The Demons coach even going as far as instructing his players to not bump at all, given the risks involved.
There's no element in the game where we should be bumping. And that's the message I've given to our playing group, that it just puts you in a situation that you don't want to be in. We certainly won't be encouraging our players to bump.
Well, Adelaide Crows Shane McAdam faces the tribunal tonight after his high hit during the opening round.